Welcome to the second episode of VAA, the podcast. Once again, I'm your host, Big T Unit 1. And once again, here's the co-host, Adam. But we have now a little bit of chocolate thunder added to the variety. and now, making me the actual minority in the call, Bomberman. Bomberman, welcome to
Ladies
the call.
Ladies and gentlemen, Shaft.
Shaft, baby, Shaft.
Good evening, VAA. It's been a long time since I've spoken to most of you, or pretty much all of you. Good Lord, how long is it? Yeah. Let's not talk about how long it's been, because that'll just depress me.
I think he had a podcast.
I heard something about that.
Back in, like, 2007, 2008?
Back in the aughts.
I heard when they record, you know, they recorded Skype chats.
And yeah, recording. That was always a brilliant idea.
And it'd be like an hour and a half long. Oh, God.
Really? Yeah, remember that? I don't
remember the name, though.
Is this a family podcast, or can I just cuss y'all out right now?
Seriously. You can, but it'll be censored.
I'll add beeps to everything.
You'll sound cool, though.
Half my sentences will be bleeped. Like, oh, Lord, yeah. The black man has lost his mind. My God.
Do you have to be a black man? Can't you just be a voiceover artist?
You know what, race.
Given the fact that my picture is on my VAA profile, I think people are going to notice that.
But that's if anyone even goes to look at your VAA profile. Don't assume.
Good point.
Don't assume.
Okay, so let's just say it like
now
this.
Because, no now
one,
because they
you know. Just got someone on your podcast that no one knows anymore. That's obviously not important.
He's irrelevant.
You just got somebody to just talk loud.
That's true. We could have just picked you up from the street.
To let you guys know, we are aware of Bomberman's existence. We're friends with him, so we feel free to insult him. We don't invite people to the show to break their balls, of course, unless they deserve it.
Wait a minute!
So we end up bringing up subjects related to the VAA, hopefully to divulge some of the better sides of the site, definitely improve communication and relations. Last time, we brought up productions that were already finished. I felt it was a good time now to bring up productions that haven't been finished, but definitely have that potential spark that everyone's looking for. The thing, I've noticed a couple of particularly good productions that are definitely possible, but they may have not gotten all the auditions they needed to get started or off the ground. I was looking around recently, and I found a particular radio play that looked interesting. It's called Destiny. It's by a newer user, been around since 2009, but not too many posts, named Shadow Kingpin. Don't know the guy, but from what I've read about this particular production, it definitely seems interesting. A lot of productions around here, I mean, obviously we'll take the route of a conflict in anime land sort of thing, and we try to avoid it a lot of times. And, you know, I'm not to say there aren't some great original productions out there. We talked about them last time.
Oh, you mentioned some of them, yeah.
Yes, of course. The one I noticed this time around has kind of a military aspect, not always picked up a lot by productions around here. I think a lot of that comes from a younger demographic. I can only assume the age of Shadow Kingpin. He might be 13. Who knows? I don't know. He might be 8. There are characters, you know, the CIA is involved, army groups called Panther. It looks pretty interesting.
Wait. The army group's called Panther?
It looks like the kid. The black CIA black op group's Panther.
So basically, we have Black Panther.
I think Black Panther is certainly involved, yes.
Black Panther.
How do you feel about that, token black guy?
Well, if I...
Damn!
You know, if you had to ask me, you know, since I am black as well.
Yeah, Travis. Travis is actually darker than me. I'm shocked, honestly.
I really am. Well, you know, a lot of the auditions around here, there are some that will get clearly a lot of auditions. And, you know, by a lot of auditions, I mean, you know, 20, 30, or 40. From what I've noticed, there's not too many auditions for this.
No, it's really not.
It's the deadline, or it did kind of pass, but I haven't noticed really any auditions but maybe one. I assume he's probably still holding auditions. You might want to message him about it because there's a good amount of bumps here. But, yeah, read up on that. Feel free to contact him. I'm pretty sure, you know, someone on a PM will notice it. And if you're listening, Shadow Kingpin, maybe, you kind of get the VAA, the podcast, Colbert bump, so to speak.
Anyway, there is another audio drama. It's an audio drama. I actually came across it, I think 2 days ago.
Uh-huh.
It is by a brand new member, actually. Oath Alliance. He joined in, like, 2011. Anyway, he's a brand new member, and this is definitely good to, like, promote someone who's, you know, brand new. And the layout, he actually laid out the audition thread legit, like, mm-hmm. follow the guidelines, which is really good. You don't see that often from new people.
Yeah, you don't see that too often, especially since the design, as we just said in the last podcast, is really important.
It's very important. A lot of people have a tendency, like, oh, just contact me. It's like, no, don't fly here, son.
Here, just click on this YouTube video.
This isn't YouTube. It doesn't fly here. We want organization. And organization does get you noticed. It really does. Anyway, the project is called Extraction. It's a mecha story, so obviously I have my own reasons for being interested.
In it.
Yes.
Well, no, it's, you know, I have my mecha stuff and I see it and it's interesting. I want to help promote stuff like that because you don't see a lot of them.
That's what we were getting at.
The last one, mm-hmm. We had was Global Conflict, and how long did that last? That sucks.
Not long enough for me to be in it.
Yeah, that sucks because that had a lot of promise. It was really well mixed. So that's kind of what I thought of when I saw this. You know, I'm not saying that this would be as, you know, quality of it. I don't know because we don't know anything about this person.
We still got to bump someone regardless of their ability. Oh, well, at least having the original imagination to write something like this.
Without a doubt. That's why I wouldn't have mentioned it otherwise. Anyway, the story takes place in 2039. See, it's got a timeline, and that's important. After the new Russian Empire and the Free Nations agree to a ceasefire, the story follows the team and young sergeant. The team is tasked with guarding the unique sergeant while he lives in a relatively civilian lifestyle. The sergeant is the only person who can pilot the first fully functional mech known as the Guardian. He and the team of specialists will travel the world attempting to stop the Empire and its leader. But along with his military exploits, he'll see what it is to live like a normal person. Both will impact him in ways he would never have thought possible. So, it's got an interesting premise.
I think that a lot of times the premise can always show the level of dedication the person has towards the project. Because, I mean, if it's riddled with cliches and the way it's designed is not original, then it doesn't seem like someone took that much time to come up with the idea.
Yeah.
I mean, if you put that much effort into coming up with a concept, then I'm pretty sure they put that much work into the actual creation of the project.
I agree. And a lot of people will not audition for something if it doesn't seem like the producer's fully invested in the project.
And yeah, I mean, more often than not, there are invested ones out there that just haven't had the time to show them what they can do. It just takes occasionally you'll end up listening back at these productions. Might not have that many comments, might not have that many people listening to it, then listen back and go, wow, this is completely unexpected. You can always kind of feel that based on the story alone. If the story is intriguing enough and they're good enough of a scripter, it really shouldn't matter how in-depth the mixing is, to be perfectly honest.
I agree.
Because, I mean, story in the end is what's going to apply. You can make all the flashiness in the world. It doesn't always equal a great radio play.
That brings me to a peeve I have, actually.
Transition.
Transition mode. I agree completely. I think a lot of what kind of bothers me about this forum, you know, and it's not like a major thing, but it's not like, oh my God, this person's the devil. But a lot of people, they get too busy trying to critique and trying to point out issues instead of just shutting up and enjoying the story. You know, yes, it's good to learn from things and see how you can do something better, but damn it, enjoy the story. You know, the whole point of this is to be entertaining and to keep people occupied. Like, oh, did that capture your attention? Yes, people, we want to learn and see what we could do better, but you should talk about the story and that's the whole point of this.
I think for me personally, as a writer, you know, I was never really that great at mixing. I felt like I was getting better at the time. And then when all these life things sort of started hitting me at the same time, then I feel like I've lost a little bit. But at the same time, I feel like I was getting there as a mixer. But what I really wanted more than anything, 9 times out of 10 with things that I did, I wanted to know, you know, what did you think about the story? Was the story coherent? Were you able to follow it? You know, did it excite?
Did you actually enjoy it?
Yeah, did it excite you? You know, and if I had people telling me, you know, oh, the story was great, you know, it really excited me, I enjoyed it, then that made me feel better because then I could say, okay, So I can work on the mix and I can change that. But the story is going well. I don't have to make anything radical as far as that. I can just keep writing the story like I had it planned.
You know, a lot of times when people end up creating these productions, you know, there's situations where you've looked in the past, done productions, and sometimes they just don't equal the quality of the way things are mixed now just because the technology changes.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it doesn't necessarily negate the fact that some of the older projects were really good and still hold up today.
Oh, I still love listening to some of the older projects.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, you can always go into the archive section and just check out some of the stuff that got released in the original section. There's been fan dubs of really high quality released years ago. And, yeah, you know, there was even points where things were released and people were still using headsets more often than not. I think a lot of it has to come with a creative standpoint and good acting. It doesn't always have to equal, I have all this technology in the world to make it all better. A lot of it just comes, of course, from the acting. But in the case of, you know, radio plays, you know, fan dubs or whatever you might be working on, it really is the story. It's what you write.
And I think the most important thing too that, you know, this isn't my show, but I think the most important...
Go ahead.
I think
technically it is, because we stole the idea from you.
That is true. So this is my show. So I'm thinking that what you guys are saying, you know, you're not saying that, you know, mixing's not important. You know, obviously, as producers, we all want to get good mixes and things like that. But 9 times out of 10, most of us are storytellers first. You know, there are a couple of us who have that same, you know, they're storytellers and mixers and producers, et cetera, et cetera. As for me, you know, I am a storyteller first and foremost. So my biggest thing, you know, and it's going to sound really weird to some people, but my biggest thing is, you know, if the story caught you, then I can work on the mix and I can go back and do that. But if the story didn't grab you, then that means I didn't do my job. And that's what gets to me more than anything.
And I think as a producer, you know, that's, you can't just weigh out the fact that someone's a good or bad mixer. I mean, as a producer, it's all about the creation.
Yeah.
And, you know, while mixing is a bit of that creative process, more often than not, it's the story behind it that's the real foundation.
Yeah. A lot of people, the majority of the people come here and make projects. They're not sound designers. They're not audio mixers. They don't really know much about it. And a lot of times they're doing it on their own because they can't find anyone else to do it for them.
We love you audio producers, though. I mean, if you could really produce a project really well with just audio, we love that. I mean, it's almost more like frosting on a cake. We definitely enjoy the fact you're doing it, but the cake better be good, too. And the cake is definitely the writing aspect and the story.
I don't want to be blunt, but you can put icing on but in the end, it's still
It's just icing covered. That is a disgusting image, by the way.
It is sickening.
It is sickening, but it's legit. You can decorate your crap as much as you want.
So in a blunt way, Adam is saying, producers out there, don't make icing covered
exactly.
The end.
If the your end. Story sucks, has no depth, but your mixing is fantastic, it doesn't matter because the story still sucks. And no one's listening to it. You want to make sure the story's good and you can capture people. I've seen people put up auditions for projects and they'll cry because they don't understand why they're not getting any auditions. And they're following the guidelines perfectly like straight, but they're not getting any auditions. And it gets to the point where you just want to be like, well, your story sucks. And no one's interested. And you know, I know I sound like a dick saying that, but it's the truth. If your story's not good or not developed well enough, people are not going to want to be a part of it.
And the thing is, 9 times out of 10, people are going to decide whether or not they want to audition based on your synopsis. If they see your synopsis and they're like, okay, this story's good. I can honestly say that, you know, I got lucky. Because I had a good idea. I had a couple of good ideas.
Yeah, what was that good idea called?
I had an idea called Mirror Image that was really going well. I'm resisting.
So yeah, Mirror's Edge, continue.
No, Mirror not Image. Mirror's Edge. I have played that game. It's not the same thing. With Mirror's... With Mirror Image, the thing that got lucky was that I felt like I had a really good idea. And I took a risk because I didn't know how anybody would to it, so I put it out there for auditions, and you know, I was lucky enough to have a good synopsis, and people were like, "Oh, this is a really good idea." I can't wait for I can't wait to see what happens.
I'm kind of a similar perspective. It's not necessarily a peeve, but it's definitely something I'd like to see some more of. please, if you listen to a production, tell the people what you think. You know, this forum is all about discussion, and you can simply just click the post reply and type in something of a comment saying, you know, you enjoyed it. But, you know, at least take the effort. Yeah. You know, these people spend, you know, weeks, months. I mean, if even it's a day, but yes, people spend a lot of effort trying to get these things done, working and basically for the reason of saying, hey, I created this thing to entertain all of you. Now, some of these websites will tell you how many times these things are listened to. And when you only get, when you get zero comments or just one comment, but it's been listened to 100 times, you know something's wrong.
Yeah, it's disheartening.
It's definitely that little bit of encouragement. It's the payoff, you know, to be able to know, hey, I made these people entertained. Or if not, you know, you can at least say why you weren't entertained, and they can always improve after that. But we, a lot of times as a producer, and especially since in my productions, I've always enjoyed listening to what people had to say about it. That was the best part of it. So if you just take the time to even type a little bit of something, not, it doesn't even have to be nice, to just be your honest opinion, yeah, and just sit back and tell them if you enjoyed it or not. That doesn't necessarily mean you have to, you know, break them down, critique it to a super extent. Now, the actors are always there for critiques. I mean, yeah, they're going to be there to say, hey, how did I do? How can I improve? But as a producer, although it is part of it, you know, main part of their being there is to entertain you. So yeah, just comment and tell them what you think. It doesn't take that long. You know, it only takes a few seconds. You could type something of a positive critique, even if the project doesn't necessarily have that many comments. Hell, that's a great reason to tell someone what you think, because they, yeah, have no idea.
Especially considering the fact that most of us producers, I mean, I'm probably going to reveal a lot because, you know, some people aren't going to say this, but most producers, when they put up a project, you know, when they put up a finished thread, they go back to that thread over and over again just to see if what anybody says. You know, they won't comment.
Or they just subscribe to it.
Yeah, they won't comment on it. They'll just go back and see if anybody's talking about it. And then if they're not, they feel, yeah, well, that's kind of crushing. It kind of gets to you. It's like, okay, you know, what more I got to do? You know, it's out. What do you think? Somebody, and let me know.
If you look at, you know, Big T mentioned the views and replies and whatnot. If you look at fan completed visual, there is 1,769 threads. Original visual only has 82. Fan completed visual has over 13,000 replies. Original visual only has 477. That's a ridiculous difference. Obviously, the original visual is going to have way less threads because there's not that many people who will take the effort to make an original production visual. But the ones that do, they're not getting any respect or any any acknowledgement. You know, 477 to 13,000. Come on.
We realize that a lot of people that aren't active so much anymore, that life gets in the way. I can definitely vouch for that. But, I mean, the reason you join the site is it's most likely something you're enjoying. You know, if you don't comment as much as you think you do, or if you don't have time to do a production, it's worth, you know, occasionally throwing in 5 minutes here or there to do something. I mean, look at me. I work about 7 days a week. Still find about an hour or so to record these podcasts because they're fun. And I just enjoy talking about the VAA and talking to the people. It's always a lot of fun for me. But, I mean, I ran through that period where I was dead. I wasn't around at all. I mean, no one really knew who I was at that point. I just occasionally pop up to say a few quotes here and there. But I keep on coming back to it, because it's truly something I enjoy to do. And I'm sure a lot of people think the same way. I mean, if you had more of the opportunity to be involved in great projects or listen to great projects or really just let your imagination go wild in a sense, a lot more people would get involved. So I kind of leave that challenge out to people to just be a little bit more participation. You know, yeah, it's always fun to kind of sit.
We want to, yeah, inspire participation. And that's why it was so great to see how much support the first episode of this podcast got, you know, because we kind of just threw it out there. We're like, hey, let's do it. And we just did it. And to see the amount of support so fast that we got was amazing.
We love you guys, really. And I mean, even though it was kind of spontaneous in the fact that we didn't do too much planning before the recording, it is something that at least personally I've been wanting to do for years. I've always wanted to, you know, I always enjoyed doing podcasts before. I enjoyed being a host occasionally on B-Squared's Take 3 podcast. I just enjoy talking to people, and this is voice acting to me. I mean, this is something I just enjoy doing. So yeah, just find those things you enjoy doing on the side if it's just voiceover and producing, and just give it a shot again. I would love to be able to hear some of the people we don't get to hear so much anymore, get a little bit more of that nostalgia there.
Yeah, we love to hear from like new people, from people we were not aware mm-hmm. from, and see what they have to bring.
Don't hesitate at all. And remember that if you send us a link to that production, we will give it a listen. We'll give it a run through, and we'll definitely...
By the way, none of you guys made a banner, and that's very upsetting to us. We're a little
yeah,
hurt.
I mean, the deadline was going to be, you know, this coming Friday, but, you know, we would love to see that involvement. But if that's a little too hard to start with, I mean, it might have been just limitations. Yeah. We're still going to keep it open. We'd love to see if you end up creating something next week. Just something. I mean, we'd be willing to check out anything you might make. We're going to do something a little simpler this time around. We're going to pretty much integrate this into shows from now on. But send us questions you might have for us. Send questions that you might have about the Voice Acting Alliance, or just want to ask us, or a subject you just want to be brought up on the site. So to send your questions, we're going to, as you said, create a form spring for it. Also, you can hit us up on PMs. We'll look at whatever you might be sending us, or just send it to the email.
You can my Skype is always open. Mm-hmm. So you can always feel free to Skype me. Just fair warning, Monday through Friday, usually 8 to 5. I'm at work. So if you Skype me and I'm not answering you between that time, it's not because I'm ignoring you. It's because I'm at work.
Because he doesn't want to be fired,
and he might be ignoring you. So.
And he's probably
we don't want to tell him that I might be ignoring them. You know, I'm trying to like, be at least nice about it. You don't have to, blow my.
You don't have to be honest with me.
I was about to type a post about how you two are my role models in this. Who is your role model on the VAA thread? Now I'm totally not going to do that.
You were never going to type that about me. You barely like me as it is.
You're the Turk to my JD. How can I not like you?
I will say this.
You heard his feelings.
I will say this. The best thing about being a part of B Squared, and the one thing I really want to get back, and I'll just say this now. The one thing I really want to get with all of you who may be listening that I may not have met, I may not have had the opportunity to talk to or work with. The best thing about B Squared to me that I've always loved is the fact that I've made so many friends from the VAA just doing that. Just doing Take 3 and doing B Squared's projects. I've made so many friends among you guys that is what I miss the most. Even more than doing projects, even more than doing the podcast. What I miss the most is just, you know, having that connection with people that, you know, we all come here to do something that we enjoy, but at the same time, you know, a lot of times we're all in that same age range. So we start to form bonds, we start to form friendships, and that's something I've always enjoyed and something I really miss.
And the strange thing is, even though I'm a lot more active on the site than Barman is, I miss that kind of feeling too, because the site also used to have a lot more friendly involvement. If anything, I feel like there's a certain kind of division. We don't talk as much anymore. There's not as much interaction, you know, outside the VAA. I mean, all of us have Skype, I assume. You know, that's how this podcast is even happening. But, you know, as you said, we share a common interest. We probably share common goals, and we'd love to talk to people like you. And I'm sure all of you would like to be able to talk to us or talk to other voice actors. So we definitely encourage exploring the realms of, you know, other areas. I mean, sometimes it's just easy to talk to the same people or talk to the same, you know, group that you're used to. But as we point out, there's a lot of people who are either underestimated for their abilities or just don't pop up as much as they used to. Feel free to talk to them. I mean, it doesn't hurt.
There are so many people on the VA that I met through the VAA that I still talk to now that, you know, it just started as, you know, hey, you want to be in this project I'm doing? And then it went to, you know, hey, you got a Facebook or you got a Twitter or something like that. So if...
Yeah, that's also called stalking.
That is not called stalking. If you
and
ask,
moved to,
if you
hey.
Don't ask, it is. But if you ask, then it's not. But like,
yeah, see,
is that how you justify it in your life? As I was saying, the questions are going to be involved. We're going to pick one or two for the next podcast, and we're going to take a moment to answer them. It could really be about anything about the side, anything about voice acting, or if you just want to ask us something personal, as long as it's not too in depth, we'll ignore those ones.
Yeah.
But. Yeah, if you have any questions for us or about the site or just voice acting in general, just feel free to send it to those particular outlets, and we'll do our best to answer them.
And definitely don't forget to email us if you'd like to be a guest on the podcast.
as you said, the email should be in the thread itself, so you can always get it from there as well.
Yeah, definitely contact us if you want to be a guest. Give us a link to any productions that you would like to promote, even if it's not your own. That's fine. If you come across anything you think is something worth of interest, we'll definitely give it a look.
So, Barman, do you have anything else you'd like to say to the wonderful people of the Voice Acting Alliance?
There are a lot of things I still want to do and I still intend to do. So everything that you heard that I was doing or that I was going to do, I'm still going to do. So I'm
eventually.
Eventually. You know, blame my life. Blame my life.
So as Ray Charles says, he will do what he do, baby.
I'll do what I do, baby. Just enjoy what you do. Love what you do. You know, don't get so caught up in the race for recognition. You know, just do it because you love it. Because if you do it to try to get rich, if you do it to try to make money, you're in the wrong business. So do it because you love it. Do it for the people you meet. Do it for the projects you're in. And just have some fun with it. Don't get too serious over it. And, you know, say you get a bad critique or a bad review. Somebody's just generally a douche to you. Don't let that get you down because you're still doing this for you. And there are always going to be people who hate on you. So just do what you
do.
Haters going to hate. Just do what you do. Do it because you love it.
Say that again, but say it in a pimp named Slickback voice.
Oh, God.
He is quite good at this.
He's extremely good at this.
Oh, God. It's been a while since I did that voice, though.
Okay, Slickback.
No. My name is a pimp named Slickback. You say the whole thing like a Tribe Called Quest, a pimp named Slickback. See, haters gonna hate, Tom. But what you need to do, you need to put some powder on that pimp hand and let it go. Just, Lord, please guide this pimp hand as I smack across the world of the VAA and smack a little reality in you just because you need it.
That was wonderful. Anyway, this podcast starring chocolate, vanilla, and peanut butter was
oh my
I'm
god!
Guessing I'm peanut butter.
Yes, you are.
The Latin's the peanut butter.
Oh jeez! Oh my goodness!
So this podcast starring chocolate, vanilla, and peanut butter was quite an enjoyable one. I had a lot of fun. I hope you guys had a lot of fun listening out there. With any kind of final statement, once again, we enjoy all the support we're getting out there. Feel free to listen to us. Coming up next week, we'll have episode 3. Guest unknown at this point, but we have a lot of definitely vying guest options. Definitely listen back. We're going to have a lot of fun coming up in future episodes. I just wanted to thank Bomberman for coming to the show.
I appreciate
the invite. Thanks for coming on.
And I thank Adam for the continued snarky comments throughout.
That.
No problem. with that, as I did in the last show, from all of us of the Voice Acting Alliance podcast, I'm Big T Unit 1.
I'm Adam.
I'm Q.
Signing off.
Stay classy.
Stay classy, BA.